Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and airroom workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our truck drivers out there coast to coast, border to border. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning again.
Good morning.
I'm going to play about 30 seconds here of a report from our friend Greg Clugston about the troops going to Afghanistan. And here we go.
Defense Department spokesman John Kirby says the deployment is not a long-term change in military plans for Afghanistan.
This is a temporary mission with a narrow focus.
He says 3,000 fresh troops are being rushed in to help with a partial evacuation of the U.S. Embassy in Kabul.
And they will be in addition to those troops that are already in Kabul.
The move comes just weeks before the U.S. military is scheduled to complete its withdrawal from Afghanistan, and with the Taliban taking over much of the country. Greg Clugston, Washington.
All right, well, that's Greg's report, and, of course, the only thing that I know about it, I don't know the units. I've been watching the wires to see if I could get something out of CENTCOM or whatnot. But we have two Marine battalions going in there and one Army combat battalion going in there. That's the 3,000 troops.
We also have, I think, 4,000 that are going to Kuwait.
Yep.
To be in reserve in case things really go sideways, and we also have 1,000 going into Qatar.
Now
and
we,
those that are going into Qatar are for those people that we, the Afghans that we need to evacuate.
Right. Now, we have troops on the ground already there. I want to say it's around 500 or so that were pretty much positioned around the embassy. Is that correct?
I don't think it's quite that many, but according to the State Department, we will our presence at the embassy is pretty much finished.
Yeah, and by the way, good morning to Flip. He's saying it's Red Friday. You bet it is, Flip, and I'm wearing my red shirt. And good morning, George, the Godfather. And George is chiming in, and there you go. Now, let's see, what is this? Flip's talking about the sacrificial lambs that we made out of the people that we've left behind there in Afghanistan. Hopefully we can get most of them out of there this time around. I don't know. We'll see. Still got a bunch of them there.
Yeah. None of this is good.
No. Now, I want to change gears a little bit, and we'll go over to nothing's sure but death and taxes, right? And the federal government set a record on income tax revenue in the month of July. Now, this comes with a record of federal spending that went up 47.7% from the pre-pandemic high. And we're really rolling in the dough, and Nancy's spending as fast as they get it.
Correct.
Now, the other thing is the infrastructure bill. Nobody said a word until last night. All of a sudden, we find out that the congressional members got a pay raise out of the infrastructure bill.
Well, it's in there, yep. But it hasn't passed yet, so I wouldn't get too terribly excited about it.
Well, she ran her mouth off about it, and she was going to be distributing the pay raises to the members of her caucus.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and that's just wonderful, Nancy. We just appreciate that. Keep it going. By the way, could you explain to me why the media continues to ignore the Antifa assault on Christians?
They don't care about them.
Obviously. But, I mean, why is that?
Because all they want to do is go after Trump advocates and supporters and Abbott and Ron DeSantis. Nothing else matters.
Well, they're picking on the wrong cat with Ron DeSantis because I believe he continues to get stronger. And, oh, by the way, September the 23rd, Ron DeSantis will be here in Tampa. We'll be telling you more about that event during the next segment here. I'll be doing a little promo about that at an event that I'll be at with the governor and possibly the governor-elect of California, Larry Elder, who would also be here at that time. Hard to believe, but he could become the governor, and it's looking better for him all the time.
Yep.
So we'll see. Now, a majority of the voters agree with the Republican senator's denunciation of the $1.2 trillion infrastructure package, saying that, hey, wait a minute, this isn't a real infrastructure bill. And we'll have to do that.
It's not. Neither's the second one.
Yep, we'll have to do this on the flip side because here comes the music, so hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over there to her website, check out all the different stuff she's got going on, and see what it is that she does. We'll be right back with more. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at TuggyToPatriotPump.com. Remember, education of our youth is always critical, and we used to have a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values, but sadly, that is no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. Now, we welcome to the show Tuggy the Patriot Pup author, mother, and grandmother Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. They're beautiful, educational, and they teach the children history with a heart. Now, volume number one features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution. Choices need to be made. In volume number two, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. And in volume number three, it features Tuggy and his bride settle on the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. Now, Tuggy's family and friends move through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. So visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, too. An absolute must for homeschoolers. The books come in English and Spanish. And locally, you can pick them up in the Tampa Bay area at the Coastal Market number 607 at 607 Clearwater Largo Road. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We have a caller on the line from Denver. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Denver, that's right?
Yes, my name's John.
Okay, John, what's up?
Well, is it open lines or?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, the origin of this Wuhan, the COVID-19. Now, you guys know this part of the country better than I do. Fort Detrick, Maryland, is it?
Right.
Is it? Okay, this is the level four.
The home of anthrax. Go ahead.
Yes, exactly. So I wanted to ask you now, which facility has been in existence longer, that facility or the one in the level four, I guess it is, Wuhan lab in China?
I don't know, but I'm going to hang up and
Fort Detrick.
Let Denise. Fort Detrick? Okay.
Fort Detrick, yes.
All right, Fort Detrick then. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what does that imply? It means it came from Fort Detrick. Well, here's what I've heard. It was through Fauci, blah, 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 you know, developed over there at the Wuhan lab.
All right. Okay. Well, let's answer the question because we got some more callers, and thank you very much, John. Okay. What did you gather from that, Denise? What do you think?
Well, I mean, the virus clearly came from the Wuhan lab.
Correct.
Okay. Fort Detrick, after the SARS outbreak, mm-hmm. Did a lot of research and work, and then when SARS kind of faded away, all that work was shelved. But it wasn't only Fort Detrick that was doing that, but that was one of the main ones.
Mm-hmm.
But they were only doing prophylactic research on the SARS
uh-huh.
and the variant viruses
mm-hmm.
At the time. So, now this clearly came from the Wuhan lab.
Okay, now we have our friend Mary on the line. So, good morning, Mary. What's on your mind?
Hi. I was just trying to ask, how in the world do you weed out and recognize all these rhinos? I learned that Dan Crenshaw in Texas, as a veteran, had sold out, and this was probably a long time ago, but last night I saw where he was actually a member of the Young Globalist people, i.e. Klaus Schwab, and other people in there is Tulsi Gabbard, Zuckerberg, him, and somebody named Rothschild. How do you weed these people out
okay.
so you can get them out of the party?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, well, Tulsi Gabbard brings up an interesting thing. In my opinion, she was the best Republican the Democrats ever had. She was more Republican, I think, in her thoughts and values than she was a Democrat. What do you think?
You know, you've got to be careful on all of these people. So Mary brings up a very good point. It's all according to the pressures that they get in their district. And Tulsi Gabbard, I don't trust her as far as I can throw her. She may be pro-First Amendment, okay, and because she has served in the military, everybody thinks that she's wonderful and terrific. But I will tell you, at one point, she was on the Veterans Affairs Committee, and they were doing a fairly sizable committee vote one day on funding for the Veterans Administration, and she chose not to show up. In
I
fact,
remember
she,
that.
She wasn't even in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
She went surfing with a journalist in Hawaii.
Yep.
So, you know, every one of these people, regardless yep. of what side of the aisle they're on,
mm-hmm.
every one of them, you know, we like Jim Jordan, but he gets pretty big funds from mm-hmm. Google, or at least did.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you weeded yeah. everybody out, there'd be nobody left.
Oh.
And maybe there's something to be said for that.
Okay, well, we've attracted a crowd, and here comes Elliot from Wesley Chapel. Okay, Elliot, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. I'd like to share this with you here, you know, as we wind down in Afghanistan. You know, back in 2010, my daughter, a logistics accountability sergeant, returned back to Fort Bragg after spending 2 years in South Korea. Now, she received orders that her team was heading to Afghanistan. Long story short, an explosive round loaded with gas form tip landed close to the team. The fallout from that substance made all of them sick. They were all evacuated and flown to Walter Reed Hospital. Now, I immediately contacted the congressman there in the state of Florida and the senators, as well as in North Carolina, and I made several trips to Fort Bragg arguing the long-term effect of this gas on this young team. I was able to argue and assist long-term medical disability for the whole team. Today, my daughter works for the government in North Carolina, and she has three kids, and is studying for her master's degree. Mm-hmm. Now, I served back in the day at Fort Bragg. You know, it's a shame how they're destroying the name of Fort Bragg, but
right.
All of us from home school, we will always know Fort Bragg to be the home of the 82nd Airborne Division and Special Forces Operations.
Roger that.
That was the letterhead when you came in, Fort Bragg. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Captain. Have a great day.
All right, and thank you, Elliot. And by the way, Elliot brings up an interesting point, Denise, because there happens to be a movement going on right now. Concerned Veterans of America is involved in it, as well as a couple of others, where they're trying to get everybody covered by the exposure to some of these elements that the people came in contact with. That after generations, they, you know, after a decade or thereabouts, they get really, really sick.
Burn pits.
Right. Right. Okay.
That's the big one.
Yep. Okay, we got one more caller, and I'll try to make this quick. Okay, Eric, you got 60 seconds because we're coming up on a break.
Hey, good to go. Good morning, ma'am. Good morning, sir. Hey, real quick, everybody's been trying to him and Vaughn about where is all this Chinese favoritism coming from within our government. And I'm going to submit this, and this is my opinion. Back in 2015, the Office of Personnel Management was allegedly hacked by Chinese hackers, and therein tons and tons of clearances, interviews, psychological profiles, financial statements, etc., were, I'm going to say, leaked to the Chinese, okay? And the head of the DNI at that time was James Clapper, and the head of the Central Intelligence Agency at that time was John Brennan,
yeah.
Okay? And this is under the Obama administration. So now you got all these cronies going on here within the government. Everybody's, well, why are they Chinese favoritism, this, that, and the other? My suspicion is that there is extortion and or coercion operations going on by the Chinese mm-hmm. and their agents to include Fang Fang that slept with Swalwell, to include other, I'm going to even say, how should I say, even well-known Republican leadership
okay.
within the Senate. And I feel
right.
that we are in dangerous times now, and I just wondered if Denise could give her 2 cents.
All right.
Thanks, sir. Super five.
Let's let her answer that. Thank you very much, Eric. And he brings up a great point, and I agree with him.
I will tell you that pretty much the majority of the Chinese students here in the United States are spies or operatives.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing goes with Russians. You can't walk 2 city blocks in Washington, D.C. without running into a Russian operative. So we're infected with these people all over the place, and we give them visas they never should have.
All righty, you are right, and he's right, and everybody's right today. That was a good round there. So I'll talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Very good segment there, guys and gals. Thanks for the calls, and a lot of interesting stuff we had in there. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Afghanistan, the U.S. Embassy there is urging Americans to leave as soon as possible now that the Taliban has taken control of the city of Kandahar. They predict the city of Kabul will be next. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
We are always evaluating the situation on the ground. We are planning for all contingencies. This was a contingency, in fact, that we had planned for.
3,000 U.S. troops are heading back to Afghanistan to help Americans and allies get out of the city and to secure their airport. Tropical Depression Fred is expected to gain strength back to a tropical storm by Saturday. The National Hurricane Center said there's only a slight chance it could make it to a Category 1 hurricane. They said they expect the storm to move onto the Florida Panhandle by Sunday night. The biggest impacts are expected to be flooding and poor beach conditions. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for a Military and Veterans News Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, they have two campuses where you can learn to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. We'll tell you where they're at after they get a chance to tell you about themselves and what it is they can do for you. Here they are now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, make no mistake about it, the National Aviation Academy, with their two campuses, can get you a new lifestyle, a new career. Even if you've got a job, if you're going nowhere, you got a dead-end deal going on, this is a job that will wake you up and give you the earning potential that you thought you had to begin with, because you can make a lot of money in a short period of time as a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, their website is naa.edu, that's naa.edu. But more important than that, I want you to give them a call and schedule a tour at one of their two campuses. Now, their number is 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at either the Clearwater, Florida campus or the Concord, Massachusetts campus. Concord right outside Boston, Clearwater right here in Tampa Bay. Now, when you take the tour, you'll get a chance to talk to some of the students. You get a chance to talk to some of the instructors. See the campus. See what's involved. And you'll also get a chance to talk to the financial people and find out, again, post-9/11 veterans, most of the time, your GI Bill covers you 100%. Pre-9/11, it's a question of how long you were out and how much percentage you got left and whether or not you used your benefits to begin with or not. But it can all be done, arrangements can be made, and you can be well on your way to becoming a certified aviation maintenance tech. All right. 8 months into President Joe Biden's first year as Commander-in-Chief, and he has lost control of what was a very viable situation in Afghanistan by fiddle-farting around, in my opinion, by not sticking to the plan, number two, by trying to speed everything up because they thought the Afghan army was better than what they were, number three. And as a result, good people have been dying, and I'm talking about Afghans, because that's what the Taliban do, my way or the highway. Now, he's made good on a campaign pledge to form an administration that would look like America. We're selecting Defense Department top officials meant to reflect the country's diversity. He's done good with that, but guess what? Where's the military experience? Could have used it in Afghanistan, huh? Could have used it listening to the people that said, hey, we need to keep Kandahar as our airbase there, or whatever. Kabul, Kandahar, one of them. We need to keep that as our airbase so we can provide continue to provide cover to keep the Taliban and anybody else at bay. Well, it's too late for that now, unless something happens to change that. And while the Biden administration has tried to mobilize the international diplomatic corps to halt the Taliban, they've failed all the way around. The United Nations is out there begging for people to come in to help. That's not working either. And the Biden administration, even though they've mounted a last-ditch effort this week to convince the Taliban not to attack and not to do this relentless march against Afghan, oh, it's so bad. They don't care. They don't care. They're ruthless. They destroy things. They kill people. They're ISIS on steroids, and we all know it because they were around before ISIS. And by the way, the same group that got us in trouble in Iraq when they pulled our troops out of Iraq, remember, under Barack Obama, and all of a sudden, within weeks, we had ISIS. Within a month or two, we had the caliphate, and they had pretty much all of Iraq back under control again, with the exception of Baghdad. Remember that? Well, they're back. And now they've lost Afghanistan. And they're going to have the same problem there. So we're going in with our 3,000 troops. We're going to get our people out in the embassy. We're going to try to get all the contractors that we left behind in there. And I've been told there's 2,000 to 3,000 contractors, not just American, but British and French and whoever else is in there working, that we need to get out. I've been told that. So I have no reason to doubt that. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to get them out. Now, they're in remote areas, some of them, where they're cut off from the existing world as we know it. And they're there with their private security, and that's it. So we got to get to them before the Taliban get to them. By the way, the Space Force and their leaders are hashing out a plan to create a new group under the U.S. Central Command to coordinate what military space assets to use in the region, complementary to the Air Force's own ops organization in the Middle East. So we're going to have a new group put together by Space Force, which will be assigned to CENTCOM, for fighting from outer space. Now, the Senate, this week confirmed former Congressman Gil Cisneros, remember him, to serve as the Pentagon's top personnel and readiness official, filling a key Defense Department leadership post that's been frequently vacant in recent years. In addition, another ICBM test was successful. The ICBM contained conventional explosives and successfully detonated above the water's surface near the Marshall Islands. What they're working on is they're working on a nuclear device to do the same thing. Now, the speed of the Taliban advance has taken the Biden administration by surprise. A lot of us weren't surprised because we knew the Afghan military wasn't prepared. We knew that. So now, we got to try to get the last remaining people out before they get wiped out. And, of course, the U.S. is keeping distance as Afghan forces are facing a Taliban rout. We're not staying close. We're not getting close. And we'll do what we have to get our people out, get our embassy closed, and that'll be that. By the way, did you see them driving around in the Humvees in Kandahar? Yep. Nice going. Now, I want to talk for a second about the Job Creators Network, Bring Small Businesses Back Tour, that we're going to have here on September the 23rd, Thursday, at the Grand Hyatt in Tampa Bay. Now, we're going to have the honor and the presence, and I am going to have the honor and presence, of being able to introduce Governor Ron DeSantis, who's going to be there and give a 20-minute speech. I'll be up on stage for that. Then the panel will assemble. That will be Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, who, by the way, could be the governor-elect of California at that time. The Joint Creators Network president and CEO, Alfredo Ortiz, will be there, too. And our good friend, Fox News contributor and wealth expert, Rebecca Walser, will be there as well, up on stage. Now, this is sponsored by the Job Creators Network, Travel Cats, Moss Family Automotive, and Walser's Wealth Management as well. And they're going to be talking about just saying no to high taxes, just saying no to government red tape, and just saying no to the mandates. It's going to be an interesting discussion. So you can join me and my friends on Thursday, September the 23rd, at the Grand Hyatt in Tampa Bay to hear from Mike Gallagher and Larry Elder, Rebecca Walser, Alfredo Ortiz, and don't forget, a special in-person address by Governor Ron DeSantis. Reception starts, the VIP reception, at 5:30. The event starts at 7, goes till 9. Get your tickets at theanswertampa.com. Theanswertampa.com, and I look forward to seeing you there. It's going to be a great, great, great event. All right. Coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law, and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness, using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free, too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set, and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Ten. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And by the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by Moss Acura. That's M-A-U-S, Moss Acura. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a standard 345-horsepower engine. Plus, some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. And, boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor those that have served with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan. And you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And when you stop by the dealership, make sure you tell them I sent you, the captain sent you. That's going to get you another $500 off on the vehicle you're looking at. But you got to tell them that to begin with. Don't wait till you get going and go, oh, wait a minute, I forgot. Go in there and tell them the captain sent you. That gets you $500 off the vehicle you're looking at. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. And good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What do you think about the government during the month of July taking in more revenue than they've ever taken in before? They set a record, number one. And number two, they also set a spending record, spending more money than they ever had before. You can't win from losing, can you?
Well, yeah, listen, it's just pretty much been par for the course. We keep setting records when it comes to both tax revenue, money that we send to Washington, D.C., and spending. Meaning what? There's never going to be enough money. The interesting thing is that we're going to be constantly told now over the next month or two that if we don't raise the debt ceiling, we're going to default. That's not true. We've got record tax revenue coming into the government. They've got plenty of money to pay our bonds and debt and Social Security and Medicare. All that money continues to come in. They say that all the time. The reality is that they have to make cuts elsewhere if that's the case, which they're completely unwilling to do.
Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Nancy Pelosi and the infrastructure bill, there was a provision in there to raise the top end of the pay for congressional staffers and people that work for the Congress from $174,000 a year to $199,300. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know exactly how it works. I don't know if the longer you stick around, the more staffers you can get. How it works in a pay scale, how you might go allocating that money, dependent upon, again, how long you've been there. I don't know how that metric works there. But, again, it's, you know, decent chunk of change. But, you know, Matt, there's inflation out there. And the only people out there that get their paychecks adjusted for inflation are people that are getting government paychecks or government handouts.
Yeah, but they're not much of anything because the military, for example, not the military. The government workers always get whatever the standard cost of living is. And then the military and the people that are on, like, Social Security or SSDI or something like that, they get a percentage of that, which it's never really what it is. And you know that.
Oh, no. This year, Social Security should go up at around 6%, and that's not nearly high enough when it comes to Social Security. I look at it a different way. That's money that people put in on their own into a situation.
Sure.
I don't like to put that in. And again, you got a terrible rate of return on that money anyway. It's, you know, everybody's got to subscribe to that. It is what it is. But, you know, when you're talking the military, I don't have any problem with them getting that type of money. But people in Washington, D.C., you know, how is it we send people to fight off in battlefields and these ridiculous wars that we continue to fight and lose, and they're getting paid X amount of dollars, and congressional staffers are getting $200,000. Doesn't make any sense to me.
No, it doesn't, and it's, something's got to change there. But anyway, now, over half the people that were in a poll here, Democrat, Republican alike, and independents, said that they don't believe that the infrastructure bill is really an infrastructure bill. And with what we just cited, they gave themselves a pay raise. What the hell's that got to do with infrastructure?
It doesn't. Never was. You call it whatever you want. I mentioned this yesterday. I said, you know what I think of infrastructure? Infrastructure is something that the Lego company could make a box of Legos out of. That's basically what infrastructure is. Your kids can, infrastructure is built, something you can imitate with blocks and Legos in your home. All this other stuff is the usual things that Congress does, you know, heap all this other nonsense in.
Mm-hmm. Now, lawyers for former President Donald Trump have appealed of this week's federal court ruling on handing some of his financial records over to a House subcommittee. Don't know how that's going to work out, but he's appealing that decision.
I haven't paid much attention to some of the you know, surrounding drama between, you know, Trump and what's going on with Congress and, you know, these investigations where we continue to waste money and dollars for nothing at this point in time. We've got bigger issues to deal with here in this country, as far as I'm concerned. This doesn't warrant our attention.
Now, the United States Postal Service, just in time for Christmas, is going to temporarily hike prices for some of the package shipments that they've got during the peak holiday season. They're not raising the postage up, per se, but they are raising the packages up from where they were a year ago.
They're losing money hand over fist on a regular basis, and I think it was going to be time when these rates for packages are going to start going up. Quite frankly, I'm still amazed at how low the costs are. You take a look at the amount of boxes. You want to be in the box making business with all these deliveries and companies that are going on. It's extraordinary the amount of stuff that's shipped around. Yet the U.S. Postal Service still hasn't been able to figure out how to run a profit.
Now, Disney and their enterprises are doing a pretty good job, probably because of the Florida operation that stayed open, that continued to make money. But they beat their quarterly revenue estimates as the theme parks start to recover, especially the one that they've got in California.
Coming back a little bit, also a lot of it had to do with their a lot of subscribers to their streaming service. Yeah. Starting to do really well for them, so they're bringing in money and those avenues. I'm curious to see. Everybody starting to freak out over the Delta variant, whether or not Disney's going to follow suit. I heard that they're now requiring masks again. I don't know. And how that's going to get people making decisions on travel moving forward.
All right, we have a question from our favorite question caller here, Backgammon Bob. Okay, there, Bob, what's up?
Hello, Captain. This. Any chance I've heard the around the world some of the countries are converting to a blockchain type thing to turn their currency into blockchain, like Bitcoin technology? Any chance the United States is considering that? And if it is, would it be any good? All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, go ahead, Chris.
Blockchain. It's just a digital currency. The Chinese are doing a digital yuan. It's just basically the same thing in digital form. The Chinese put some interesting little things in some of the currency that they put out that it actually expires. Either you spend it or you lose it. So, yeah, I do think that countries around the world, but I think eventually the United States Treasury and the Federal Reserve are going to work together to come up with some sort of digital currency. They, their biggest concern is knowing where all the money is. That they know where all the money is, that they're going to, be able to have some sort of control over it. So, they would love to have this because then again, you can't take it out. You can't touch it physically. That's where you can head towards negative interest rates and a certain amount of other things, which would be another form of a tax.
Now, you're getting ready to do the Watchdog on Wall Street weekend edition here, so I'm sure you're going to have a lot to talk about coming back from overseas and to notice that the noticeable difference you've seen over there as compared to what's going on over here in terms of business and methods and all that sort of stuff. You always do, right?
Oh, absolutely. Whenever I go away and just travel abroad, you can get a lot of insight into how the world is working.
All righty, I'm going to let you go, and I will look forward to talking to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend, and stay dry.
You got it. Have a good one.
All righty. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Catch his weekend three-hour show all around the country on many of these same stations that we're on right now. And I'll be right back with more right after these messages. Top of the hour and the news, too.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896.
800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.